Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah on Daf Dalad. We will begin with the last two words on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. We are in the middle of various halachas expressed by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Begins the Gemara. The Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, as we turn to Daf Dalad, Amud Aleph, Lud, the Ono, the Ge, Hacharashim, these were three different cities, as Rashi tells us, that they were Me'ori ben Yamin Hayu, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that these three cities from Binyamin, Mukafis, Chayma, Mimais, Yeshua ben Nun, Havet, they had a wall around them from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Rashi tells us on the third line, Ugemara, Gomer, Law, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Merabi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi learned from his Rebbe, the Mukafis, Chayma, Mimais, Yeshua ben Nun, had that these cities were Mukafis, Chayma from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore they would read the Megillah on Tezvav, as we learned in our Mishnah on Dav Beis Amud Aleph. And Rashi tells us, why did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have to tell us this? Lefi shechay meisein niris chadoshes, since their walls looked new, kedamrin lekaman, shenaflu v'chzikun, that they fell down, the Gemara is going to tell us, and they were strengthened, they looked like newly built walls. Therefore, Yeshua ben Levi had to be meyed that they were, in fact, Mukavas Chaima from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, so that Megillah could be read there on Tezvav. The Gemara asks Akasha, Vahani Yeshua ben Nun Nai? Did Yeshua, in fact, build these cities? Vaha Elpal Bananai? We find that Elpal, who lived after Yeshua, built them. And the Gemara is assuming here that the pasuk that we're going to bring in Divrei Hayamim shows us that Elpal built it, and when it says building, it means he built it from scratch. And that's Gemara's kasha. Dichsiv, we learned in Divrei Hayamim, B'nei Elpal, who were the sons of Elpal? Ever Umisham Voshemed. Our Gemara that has Voshemer is a mistake. It should be Voshemed with a dalet at the end. Those were the names of his children. Hu bones Oyne ves Lud ubnoiseo. He, Elpal, built the cities of Oyne and Lud and the surrounding dependent towns. Now, from this pasuk, we only have a question on Oyne and Lud. Apparently, the Gemara does not have a question on Ge'ach HaRoshim. That, in fact, the Gemara says could have been built at the times of Yeshua ben Nun. But what about these two cities of Oyne and Lud? It seems that it was built later in the days of Elpal. The Gemara says, Ulatameich, and according to your reasoning, that you are learning the pasuk of Divrei Hayamim, that Elpal built these two cities, really someone came after Elpal, and that was Asa Benanoi. Asa built these two cities, Dichsiv. The pasuk says, Vayiven, Asa Asari Habitzaris Asher Yehuda. Rashi says that there is no such pasuk in Tanakh, and Rashi says Avol Mikra Acher Ksiv. There's another pasuk which says Vayiv and Orim BeYehuda, and actually that pasuk that Rashi is bringing is also incorrect, as the Masoreh Shas brings on the side. It should say Vayiv and Orei Metzura BeYehuda, that he built fortified cities in Yehuda. So that is the pasuk. Now, Rashi explains that even though these cities, as we mentioned before, Lud and Oyna and Ge'ach HaRoshim, were cities from Binyamin, and here in the pasuk it's mentioned that he built up the cities of Yehuda, says Rashi, the Malchei Yehuda, Moshlem al Binyamin. We find that the kings of Yehuda were also Moshlem on Shevet Binyamin. And we find that Asa was Mechazek cities from Binyamin, as the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim. Rashi brings the second half of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk states, Va'asa Hamelech Lokach es Kol Yehuda. And then the pasuk continues, Va'yisu es Avne Harama ves Eitzer Asher Bona Basha, Va'yivim Bem es Geva ves Hamitzpeh, Ve'hein Orei Binyamin. Rashi says, Kedachsib Sefer Yeshua. These were cities from Binyamin. So Rashi is bringing down that we do find that Asa built up, even though he was the king of Yehuda, but since he was Marshal Binyamin, he built up the cities of Binyamin as well. Therefore, the Gemara is assuming that he as well built up these cities, which we mentioned before, of Oinoi and Lod. So the Gemara says, apparently, if we find that Asa built it, and Apal built it, and Yeshua ben Nun built it, so the pshat must be, as Lazar is going to tell us, Am Rab Lazar, Hani Mekovitz Chaim Mimayish Yeshua ben Nunav. These cities were really Mekovitz Chaim from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told us at the beginning of the shir today. But then, Charv Bimei Pelegish Begiva, at the time of the story of Pelegish Begiva, where Klal Yisrael went against Shevet Binyamin, as Rashi brings down, Sheikh Riv Yisrael as Binyamin Ves Arav. They destroyed Binyamin and its cities. Kiddushiv, Gam Kol Arm Hanim Tzoy Sholch Beish. All the cities that they found, they burnt. So they destroyed the cities of Lud and Oinoi. Va'os El Pal Baranoi. So El Pal came and he rebuilt the cities. But the cities, in fact, were from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Then Hadr in Pel. Then they fell down again. Asa came and Shaptzinhu. And what did he do? He restored them by strengthening the cracks that had occurred in the building, in the walls of the city, in the buildings of the city. He strengthened it. And so the Gemara is saying, what you assume that Alpal or Asa built the city from scratch, no, that in fact it was built from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, except it was destroyed and rebuilt first by Alpal and then subsequently rebuilt again by Asa. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is correct that its original building was in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Deikanami, I'll bring you a proof to this. Dechsev, the pasuk says, Vayomer Yehuda, he said to Yehuda, Nivnes Orem Ha'ela, let us build these cities. Mechlal de Orem Havimi Kara. When Asa wanted to build these cities, he said, let us build these cities. So it seems to be that what he's trying to say is these cities that were bona fide cities, Mikora, originally, let's rebuild them again. Not that he was the one who built them from scratch. That was done by Yeshua ben Nun. But these cities, let us strengthen them. They have cracks in them now. They fell down. They were destroyed. They were broken. Let us rebuild them. Shmami, no. The Gemara says that this is a good raya, that, in fact, they did not build it from scratch. Continues the Gemara, V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi tells us another halacha concerning Hilchas Megillah, Nashim Chayavis B'Mikra Megillah, that women are, in fact, Chayiv in Mikra Megillah. She'afein hoyu bo'isa nes, because they were part of the Nes of Purim. And Tosfos here brings down a Rashbam in Masechta Pesachim on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. The Tosfos says in the name of the Rashbam. He doesn't say where this Rashbam is found, but in fact it is in the Sugi in Arva Pesachim Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Says the Rashbam, and I quote: "Sha'af hin hoyu boysenes the Amr Masechta Soita v'schar nashim sekonish hoyu boysador nigalu." That why was Klal Yisrael redeemed from its rhyme? Because of the schus of the Nashim Sekhanis. There the sugi is not speaking about Purim, it's speaking about Pesach. So we were redeemed from its rhyme on Pesach because of Nashim Sekhanis. V'chein gabi mikra Megillah, our sugi over here in Masechta Megillah, Amar Hachi, it says also that they were part of the Nes. Why? Mishum Dal Yidei Esther have it, because the Nes of Purim came through Esther. V'chein gabi Chanukah Masechta Shabbos. And then he quotes it, Loshen Mareinu Halevi. The Rashbam quotes it. And now he's in Chanukah was through Yehudis. And the Pshad Afin Hoyabayis and Nes. Women had a very important role in all three of these Yom Tovim, in Pesach and in Purim, as well as Chanukah. And let's see the Tosfos here, the fourth Tosfos on our Amid, Pirush Rashbam. She'ikur hanes hoyal yodan bepurim ayde Esther bechanukah ayde Yehudis bepesach shabasus tzikani yeshivay sedor nigalu vekasha as Tosfos the lashon she'afhein the lashon here of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is afhein hoyboysenes they also were part of this mashma shehein tveilois that they were secondary to the nes ulu pirusha according to the Rashbam hoyal loymer shehein not she'afhein but shehein. They were part of the nest. They were an integral part of the nest. They weren't just playing a secondary role. L'kach nira li, he says, Tosfos, what I think is the correct shot in these words, she'afen hayu b'sanes, she'afen hayu b'safek d'lahashmu l'harag. They were, the Gemara is not speaking about the women who brought about the nisim of Pesach, Purim, and Chanukah, but rather they were also part of the gzeira of Haman of Lahashu Lahar, and they could have, chas v'shalom, been destroyed as well. V'chein v'Pesach, shoy m'shubadis l'parim v'mitzrayim. Women were also m'shubad to parim v'mitzrayim. V'chein v'Chanukah, gzeira ha'isim ha'oid alein. The gzeira of Chanukah was very much on the women as well. As we've learned that they were supposed to have relations with the Hegemon Tchila, so they were a very integral part of the Gzeiras. That's what the Gemara means. That's why we say She'afhein. They also were part. The main part was the Shibud on the men, but they also were a part. Then Tosfos brings down that by Matzah, there are those who have a question. Lama li Akesha. We find by matzah that why are women chayav and eating matzah? Dechol sheyesh b'bal toichel chametz, yesh b'mekum achol matzah. Who's ever chayav in not eating chametz is also chayav in the mitzvah asay. Because we find that the Torah puts both of them together, so they're also chayav in the mitzvah asay of kum achol matzah. What do you need that hekesh of chametz to matzah? Why don't we just say because they were part of the nest? That's why we're chayav. We see from our sugya that that's a reason why women should be chayav. Yesh loimer, the mishum high time aloy mechayav elam derabbanan ilav mekesha. Tosfos tells us a yisoid that af hein hoy boysenes can only be part. It's only a chiyav midrabbanan. Cannot be a chiyav. Midaraisa. The Gemara wants to say that a woman is chayiv in matzah, midaraisa, so that's why the Gemara brings a hekesh of whoever is usher to eat chametz is chayiv to eat matzah. Now, the Gemara is telling us a chiddush. Rabbi Shuva Levi is telling us that I would have thought that women should be potter in Mikra Megillah, and why would this be? Because we know any mitzah say shazman groma, women are potter on. Tosfos in Arvi Psachim and that sugya on Kuf Ches Amid Beis brings this point out, and he says V'ilav high timer, would it not be over there by Pesach of the reason of Afhen Hayavos Neis Lo Hayichayavos, women would not be chayiv Mishum Denashim Pturis Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. But then Tosfos says Afal Gav De Arba Kaisa Rabbanan. The Gemara here is speaking about the chiv of Arba Kaisa. The whole chiv of Arba Kaisa is only a din de Rabbanan. But came the Raisa Tikkun. The Rabbanan made their halachas like the din the Raisa. And since with the Raisa mitzvah say Shazman Grama, any mitzvah that comes at a specific time, women are potter. As Davudram tells us, there shouldn't be a steer between the commandment of Hashem and the Shibudim, the commandment that she has to help her husband. There shouldn't be a conflict. So things that come at a certain time, the Rabbanan Shem didn't want to be mechayev women, that they shouldn't come to a matzav of a conflict between Hashem and their husbands. So Tosfos says, not only is this a ptur on a deraisa level, it's even a ptur on arbakosis derabbanan, because whatever the Rabbanan did, came deraisa, and they followed the pattern as shown by the Torah. So therefore, we have to come on to a chiyav, a new chiyav of afhen hoya baisanes, and on that, Tosfos told us that afhen hoya baisanes can only make them a chiyav midrabbanan, and that's why by chametz and matzah we look for a hekesh, so that women can be chayiv midrabbanan. Now, Tosfos in the third Tosfos, before we go to that Tosfos, let me just point out that Rashi goes like Tosfos in our sugi over here concerning afin hoy baisanes, because Rashi says she'afal anashim gozer homin lahashmid laharigul la'abed minar v'adzokin tafin anashim. So Tosfos does not go like the Rashbam in Psachim, but Rashi here follows Tosfos and says that afin hoy baisanes means that the chiyuv of lahashmid laharigul, the shibud in Mitzrayim or Chanukah, the Gzeiris, they were on women also. Afhein hoyabaisanes. The third Tosfos on the Amid, Divri Amaskal Nashim Chayavis B'mikr Megillah, says Tosfos, let us learn it inside, at least part of it. Mikan Mashmash Anashim Aitzis Achem, Dechavasim. Middle Lykomer Lishmoya Mikr Megillah. The Gemara's Lashon is that Nashim Chayavis B'mikr Megillah. They're chayav to read the Megillah. We could have said, as we're going to see, the Bahag Shita was, that the Nashim are chayiv not in reading the Megillah, but they have a chayiv to listen, to hear the Megillah. But from our Gemara, Tosfos Medayek, that the chayiv of women is just the same as a man's, which is to read the Megillah. And therefore, they could be mitzi, not only women, they could be mitzi men as well. And then he brings this rai from Gemara and Erechin, V'chinam Mashbe Erechin, the Kamara, Kol Ksherim, Likres HaMegillah, Umasik HaKol Ksherim, so Yemai, the Gemara concludes, who are we marba with HaKol Ksherim? Umishani Lasuyen Noshim, Mashma Lohoit Sefer LaNoshim, they're Chayiv. And the Gemara is Mashma that they are Chayiv just like a man. But Tosfos asks a kasha on this, that he brings a Tosefta, that it would seem that a woman is not different than in halacha here compared to an androgynous, and androgynous is only moitzi minoi, so the a woman would also only be moitzi her own kind, only another woman. And then he brings down the chen poskua halachas gedolus, the bahag, the isha moitzi amino avaloi anoshim, she can only be moitzi a woman, and not a man, because the Bahag Taka holds the chiyuv of a woman is lishmaya, memela, she only has a mitzvah to hear, not to read the Megillah, therefore she cannot be mitzvah a man's chiyuv, which is to read. And Tosfos says that according to the Bahag, why do you have to tell us that a woman is chayv to listen? Bishloimet to say it, likroi, that would be a chiddush, the Gemara has to tell us. That she would have a chiyuv to at least hear it. And Tosfos says, no. The chiddush of the Gemara is that at least she can be mitzi a woman. I would say that maybe she can't be mitzi a woman. That she is chayiv. Everybody's chayiv in shmiya. This is the sheet of the Bahag. A woman is also chayiv in shmiya. She's not chayiv in kriya. Therefore, she cannot be moitzi a man. But our Gemara is telling us at least she could be moitzi another woman because all women have a chayiv in shmiya. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Shuman Levi tells us another halacha concerning Hilchas Purim. The Amar Rabbi Shuman Levi, Purim shechal yos b'Shabbos. If Purim came out on Shabbos, Shoyal and Vidarshan bin Yani Shal Yoim. On Shabbos, which is Purim, we ask, and the people ask questions, and the Rabbanim make drushes concerning the halachas of Purim. As Rashi brings down here, Mamid in Turgaman Lifnei HaChacham, we put up a person in front of the Chacham, that the Chacham used to say his halachas quietly, and the Meturgaman would publicize it to the Tzibur. Lidrosh Igeres Purim Baram, to darshan, to explain the Megillas Purim in public. Gemara asks Akasha, my ear, Yipurim, why? It seems that you're telling us the specific Kiddush about Purim. Afil Yontiv Nami, every Yontiv you have to darshan on the Yontiv, the Hilchas of the Yontiv, the Sanu Lintna Brice, and Moshe Tikilam Lishroel, Sheyu, Shoilim, Vidarshan, Binyani, Shal Yoim, Hilchas Pesach, Bepesach, Hilchas Atzeres, Batzeres, Hilchas Chag, Bechag. Moshe was Mesakin that we should learn and darshan the halachas of each Yontiv on the day of the Yontiv, the halachas of Pesach on Pesach, the halachas of Shavuos on Shavuos, and the halachas of Sukkos on Sukkos. The Gemara answers, Purim Itzrichalei, that here we had to specifically say that even on Purim, you should darshan if Purim comes out Shabbos. Why? What's the Chiddush on Purim? Mao de same Nigzer Mishum de Rabba. I would say, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, the Rabba said we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos because we're afraid that the person will not know how to read it. He'll take it to a baki to teach him how to read it, and he'll carry Dalet Amos and the Rishus Rabbim. So I would think, since you cannot read the Megillah on Shabbos, therefore part of the Gzeirah should be that we shouldn't darshan the Hilchas of Purim either. Will be Geyser, as Rashi says, Gazru Drasha Atu Kriya, Kamash Malan. That's what Rabbi Shuvah Levi tells us, that Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, even though there's a Gzeirah not to read the Megillah, but still, Shoylem V'Darshan B'Yanai Shoyam. We don't make a Gzeirah of Shoylem V'Darshan Atu Mikra Megillah, that you should not learn the halachas of Purim when it came out on Shabbos. So Tosfos here in Divrei HaMaskil, Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Tosfos says Dafke Shabbos. Tosfos holds, and that's why didn't the Gemara just say Purim? On Purim, you have to learn the halachas. The Gemara is specifically speaking about Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So Tosfos says the Chiddush of Rishu B'Levi is specifically about Shabbos. Lefi Shein Kairin Amegillah Mishum Gzeir Deraba. That the Chiddush is that you don't read the Megillah because of the Gzeir of Rabba. They might come to carry it, and therefore Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Then you're Shav Darshan. Says Tosfos a Chiddush. Avil B'Chayol. But if it's on the weekday, ain tzorech, you do not have to be shoylin v'dorshin, shaharei karin ha-megillah, because we read the Megillah, utvei ikav v'sumi nisa, so we already have a lot of persumi nisa, we don't need the shoylin v'dorshin on a regular weekday. However, the Gro and the Sfas Emes disagree, and they say that the halacha of shoylin v'dorshin is on every Purim day, even if it is not Chal B'Shabbos. The next Tosfos, let us see it inside, the second last Tosfos on the Amud, Divrei HaMaskil, Ma'ir Yipurim Afilu Yontav Nami, nearly the Achi Perushai. A Tosfos says that the Gemara is saying a little more than we would think Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat, the Gemara's Kashan Rav Shmuel Levi is, why are you telling us this din, that you have to say the halachas on Purim Shchal Yos B'Shabbos? You have to say the halachas on every yontiv. Nearly, Taisa says, I think the Achi Purushi. My ear, Yipurim, Dein Dor Shaboy Mikarim Lechen Shalishim Yon. By Purim, there is no halacha of 30 days before the yontiv that you have to darshan about Purim. Dimishim Hachi, Lidrish Boy Biyon. That would make sense why, certainly, at least on the day of Purim itself, we would say the halachas, because we don't do it 30 days before. Afila Biyontiv, the Darshin and Shalishim Yon Lefonav. Afila Hachi, Darshan boy biyayim. Kidisani vaydaber moishas maidei Hashem. So according to Tosfos, the Gemara's kasha is that if you say the halachas of Purim on the day of Purim itself, even though you don't say it 30 days before, so on Yontiv, although you do say it 30 days before, there still is a halacha because of vaydaber moishas maidei Hashem. El b'nei Yisrael, Hashem, Moshe told the halachas of the Yontiv on the day of the Yontiv, even though he had already done it 30 days before. So why are you telling me this halacha only by Purim? You should tell me this halacha even by Yontiv. On that, the Gemara asks, I would have thought that Purim is different. We should make Gzeira Mishum Derabba. Now, from Tosfos, it would seem that the Chiyuv by every Yontiv of Shloshim Yoyim is not only halacha by Pesach, of Shalom V'Darshan, the halachas of Pesach 30 days before, but rather it's by every yontiv. That's because Tosfos says afilu b'yontiv the darshin shalishim lefonav. Tosfos doesn't say afilu b'Pesach, but actually the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach brings down that this is a shaila whether the din of shalishim yom before the chag, whether that is halacha b'dafke concerning Pesach, because you have a lot of complicated dinim concerning chametz and matzah, concerning the korban Pesach. So it's only Pesach that requires 30 days before, or even every yontiv where you don't have so many complicated halachas as Pesach, there's also a chiyuv 30 days before. And on this, the Beis Yosef has the shaila, and there are those who say it's a dafka halacha by Pesach, not like Tosfos. It's not by every yontiv. It's bedafka halacha by Pesach. So our Gemara is speaking about the chiyuv of saying it boy b'yoyim, and there is a second chiyuv of saying it 30 days before, shalom v'darshan 30 days before, and on this debate, Shai Sivad Ashala, whether that the second halach of 30 days before is by every yontiv or it's only by Pesach. Continues the Gemara, V'yom Rabbi Shuba Levi. Chayiv Adam Likrosh Megillah Belaila. A person will have to read the Megillah at night. Vilisha Noisa B'Yomen to repeat it during the daytime. Shenemar Elikai Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ekra Yoyim V'Leisan. I will call out to you in the daytime, and even if you don't answer me, I'm not going to give up. V'Laila V'Loydu Miyali. I'll call out to you at night, and there will be no respite for me. I will not stop. As Rashi brings down, we have to repeat in the day and at night, says Rashi, Divir Maskel Shonayser B'Yom, Zeichel Nes, Shoyz Tzoyakin B'Meitzarasin Yom V'Layla. How did Klal Yisrael, when did Klal Yisrael scream out to Hashem? They did it Yom V'Layla. So Memela, that's what we have to do, Zeichel to the Nes, day and night. And Rashi brings down that this pasuk is in Mizmor L'Matzeich Al Yelas HaShachar, and that the Mizmor in Tehillim is speaking about Esther, and as the Gemara tells in Masechta Yuma, Lama Nimshal Esther Ka Yelas HaShachar. The Gemara makes a comparison between Esther and Yelas HaShachar. So that whole Mizmor is speaking about Esther, and therefore we have the pasuk there day and night, and that's what we have to do. Mikra Megillah has to be day and night. Sover mina, the Bnei Yeshiva thought that what did Rabbi Shua ben Levi mean when he said Lishanaisa b'yayim? He didn't mean, as we explained the Gemara, to repeat it during the daytime, but he meant from the word Mishnayis to learn the Mishnayis on Masechta Megillah. Sover mina, the Mikra b'layla, you should read the Megillah at night. Ulemisna masnisin, and to learn the Mishnayis of Masechta Megillah. Masnisin didabi yamamah, the Mishnayos of Purim of the Megillah, you should read it during the daytime. That's what the Bnei Yeshiva thought. Amar lahu Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Ledim farshlei mina de Rabbi Chibar Ava bar Abba." I was given to understand this from Rabbi Chibar Ava, going the Amri Inchi, that here the word Lishanayis does not mean from the word Mishnah, but rather it is like a person saying, ever let me learn this parsha, the asne, and I will repeat it. That's what it means, l'shanayis b'yayim, that I will repeat it. Itmar nami, we have learned also the same idea. Amr b'chel by Amr Ula, Biro, Rashi says, the first wide line at the bottom, demin biri, from the city of Biri, said Ula from Biri, chayiv adam likras the Megillah b'layla, you have to read the Megillah at night, l'shanayis b'yayim, and to repeat it during the daytime. Shinamar, he brings another pasuk. And this pasuk, that mizmor, as Rashi brings down, is also Tehillim Perek Lamed, is also about Mordechai and Esther, Haman and Achashverosh. Laman is Amercha Chavoid. My neshama will sing out to Hashem. V'lo yidam, I will not be quiet. Hashem Elokai lo Olam Hadeka. Hashem, my God, forever I will thank you. In other words, I will sing out to you in the daytime, and I will not be quiet at night. And says Rashi, at the end, the last two lines of Rashi, Kriyas Megillah Shevachu, Shemefars Menesanes, V'akol Mekalsam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kriyas Megillah is a form of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mefarsam the Nes, and everybody is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have to do it both in the daytime and at night. This is a different pasuk than the Gemara brought out before, but it comes out to the same concept that the chiyuv of Mikra Megillah is in the day and at night. What is the ikar chiyuv? So if we look in the bottom taisus, Divrei Maskil Chayav Adam Likras Megillah B'Layla Ula Shanayis V'Yayim, four lines from the bottom of the Amud, Omer Ri, the Afal Gav the Mevorach Zman B'Layla, even though you said a Shechianu at night, Chayzer Mevorach Ayis V'Yayim, you have to repeat Shechianu on the Mikra Megillah in the daytime as well. The Iker Pursum in this, the Kriya Dimama. The Iker Pursum of Mikra Megillah is in the Kriya during the daytime. And Taisa says, Ukronami Mashmakay, the Siv, the Lila Velaidumayuli, I won't be quiet at night. Kloimer, Afal Gav Shakar Rabbi Yoin, Chayav Likris Belila. Even though I'm going to read it in the daytime, I still have to say it at night as well. But Va Iker, Havi Biyamama. The main reading is in the daytime. Kivin Shiskira Kasutullah, since the Pasuk mentioned it first. And then Toysis adds, we got Mikra Suda B'Yamamah, the main Suda on Purim is in the daytime. Kiryarmala Kamon, as we said, say further on the Zion Rebeis, Dim Achla Belaila, Lo Yotzidev Chos, if he ate the Suda at night, he's not Yotzid. That's why people have to make sure to eat Roiv of their Suda before Shkia in the daytime and not eat the Suda's Purim, Moitsoi Purim. V'Hachanami Mashim, Midachstiv, Niskarim V'Nasim, V'Ishkis, Zechir Lasi, we compare the remembrance of Purim, which is Mikra Megillah, to the mitzvahs Hayoim that we do on Purim. Ma Iker Asi Abimah, just like the Iker mitzvahs of Matanis Avyoim, Shachmanis, the Suda are all in the daytime. Av Zechir Kain, the main time to remember the nest through Mikra Megillah is also in the daytime. We do it at night as well, but Taisa says we have to do it Be'ikr in the day, and that's why even though we made a Shechiyanu at night, we make a Shechiyanu again in the daytime. Continues the Gemara. And now the Gemara is going to explain the words of the Mishnah. Elish HaKvar Magdim L'Yom HaKnisa, that the Kvarim will go earlier to the Yom HaKnisa. What the Yom HaKnisa is the days when they used to come in from the villages to the main city, either to go to Dinim, Dine Torah, to Paskin Shilas, Bezdin Met on Mondays and Thursdays, or to hear Kriyas HaTorah, which again was Mondays and Thursdays. And now the Gemara is going to explain why the Mishnah told us that the Kvorim come in earlier to the Yom HaKnisa, and they don't come on the day of Purim itself. They are allowed to read. The earliest from the 11th of Adar. Amar Rab Chanina, Chachami, Kilu al HaKvorim, Liyos Magdim Liyom HaKnisa. The Chachamim were makel on the Kvorim to come in to hear Mikra Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, kidei sheyispiku mayim u'mazon lachem shebekrachim, so they should provide food and drink to their brothers in the big cities. The Gemara's havamina was that they're going to be supplying them for Seudas Purim, and since if they're going to have to hear the Megillah like the rest of Klal Yisrael on the 14th of Adar, will be busy and they will not be able to properly supply the necessities of their brothers in the Krachin. Therefore, they were makel that they could hear the Megillah earlier on Mondays or Thursdays, the Yom HaKnis. As we turn to Daf Dalid Amud Beis, Lememra, says the Gemara, are you telling me the Takanta de Krachin Havi, that this whole reason that we're makel on the Kforim, on the villagers, is a help for the people living in the cities? But now we learned in the Mishnah, Chal Yoyis Bisheni, if Mikra Megillah came, the 14th came out on Monday, Kforim Vayaris Gedolus Karim Barbiyayim. So the villagers and the large cities, those that are not Mukav Chaima from the days of Yishu Ben Nun, they read the Megillah on Yud Dalet that day. But Ve'im Isa, if the purpose of the Kvarim of the villagers is to help the Bnei Ayarois Likadma L'Yom HaKnisa, so let them go back to the previous Thursday and let them hear the Megillah then. So the Gemara says, no, that they can't do. Havalu Asara. If Yudalid comes out on Monday, then if you go back to Thursday, Thursday is the 10th of Adar, and you cannot be Magdim the Kriyas HaMegillah before the 11th. Vasor Lotikin Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were only Misakim from the 11th and on. They were not Misakim from the 10th, and therefore that would not be an Eitzah for them to go back to the previous Thursday. Tashma, come in here. Chal Yos B'Chamishi. If the 14th came out on Thursday, Kvor Vayor Eskudos Karim Babiyayim. So the people from the villages and the big cities read it on Yudalid that day, Vimisa. And if you're going to tell me that we allowed the Bnei HaKforim to be Magdim to Yom HaKnisa, so that they would have time to supply the Bnei Ayaris Gedolim, so why don't, in this case, Lekadma L'Yom HaKnisa, let them go from Thursday back to the previous Monday. When, before we were speaking about let them go back from Monday to previous Thursday, you answered me that the Chacham were not Misakin on the 10th. But here, if you go back from Thursday to the previous Monday, if Thursday is Yud Aleph, then the previous Monday is Yud Aleph. Da'achad Asur, it's 11. 11 is good. The Gemara answers, Mi'am HaKnis, Li'am HaKnis, Elay Dachinen. We don't push from a Yom HaKnis, one Yom HaKnis to the other. If they Purim falls out not on a Yom HaKnisa, then we go back to the Yom HaKnisa. But if it's falling out on a Yom HaKnisa, then they read the Megillah with the Ayaris Gedolim on the present Yom HaKnisa, and they do not go back. Even if by going back, it would be the 11th of Adar, we do not move it from one Yom HaKnisa to the other. Toshma, come in here. Amar Yehuda, Amos, I... When do we go to the Yom HaKnisa for the Bnei HaKvorim B'Makom Shen Nichnasim B'Shem B'Chamish? That's only if they come into the city on Mondays and Thursdays. But in a situation where the Bnei HaKfarim do not come in on Mondays and Thursdays, Ein Karin I saw, Ella Bismana, then we only read in the villages at the correct time, Yudalid, when the Megillah has to be normally read. Now, for Eidei Gemara, the Salkadat of Takanat Krachin, if you're going to tell me again, as we've been going through the whole Sugya, that the villagers have to help the Krachin, the cities, Mishum Dein Echnasim Mishem Vechamishi, Mafsidu LeKrachin, just because they don't come in, so we forget about the whole institution of helping the Krachin, why don't they have to still help? So the Gemara answers, the Gemara has charata from what we've been learning through the whole sugya. Loi tema, do not say kidei sheyispku mayim u'mazon. Don't say that we let them come in earlier so that on Purim they would be able to supply food and water to the Bnei HaKrachin. Ela ema, you know why there was a leniency for the Bnei HaKforim to come in earlier on the Yom HaKnesim? Mipnei shemaspikim mayim u'mazon acheihem. Because here we have a Machlokes Rishonim, if this is going on Tzorchei Purim or it's going on helping the Krachin a whole year, and the Pnei Yeshua in Amazon, that it means a whole year. Since a whole year they are busy helping their brothers in the Krachim, supplying them with food from the farms and the villages, therefore, the Rabbanim were not matriach them to make a special trip in. Since they're coming in on the Yom HaKnisa, they don't have to come in again on Yudalid for Mikra Megillah. So it's not in order for them to supply, but rather it's a leniency which is based on a schar. It's a reward for them because of their excellent work on behalf of Achem Shebekrachim that the Rabbanim Chazal were makel, that they don't have to make a special trip, and they can hear the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. Continues the Gemara, explaining the next part of the Mishnah, Ketzad. Chali yos b'sheni b'shabbos, k'forim v'yos l'ayloyz, k'forim v'yoyim. So the Mishnah enumerates the various situations of when Purim comes out. If it comes out on Monday, so then the k'forim v'yos l'ayloyz, read it by b'yoyim. And then the Gemara goes on, if it comes out on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Shabbos, on Sunday, Maishna Freidi Gemara Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, which said that Megillah is read on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th. So there, the Nakat Sidur Diarcha, there we went with the days of the month. And we went from lower to higher in ascending order. Well, Maishna Seifa, why is it when the Mishnah gives us the various examples in the Seifa, the Nakat Sidur Diarcha? There it goes with the order of the days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, etc. And as a result, Rashi says, let's take the last three examples of the Mishnah. If Yudalit comes out on Friday, so the Bnei HaKforim go back to Thursday, to the 13th. If it comes out on Shabbos, they go back to Thursday, which is the 12th. If it comes out on Sunday, they go back to Thursday, which is the 11th. So it comes out, the end of the Mishnah is mamish the opposite of the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah, we go upwards, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And then at the end of the Mishnah, we find that we're going backwards. We're going from 13, 12 to 11. The Gemara answers, Aydinim is hapchalei, nokat sidur diyoymei. As Rashi explains, because if we would go in the examples the same as we did at the Reisha, 11, 12, 13, then it means we would have to enumerate verbally by saying that, okay, if Yudalit comes out on Sunday, then they go back to the 11th. If it comes out on Shabbos, working backwards, comes out on Shabbos, they go to the 12th. Comes out on Friday, they go to the 13th. So then we would have 11, 12, 13. The problem is then we would have to be going backwards from Sunday, Shabbos, Friday. And by going backwards, a person is more olol to make a mistake and maybe skip one of the examples. So therefore, the Mishnah found that the easier way that a person should not make a mistake is to have an order, go in the progression of the days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, even though it will be implicit that by doing that you're going to be going backwards, you're going to be going, as we explained, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, you're going to be going from 13, 12 to 11, but that's implicit. You don't have to speak that out. That's understood. What you're going to be speaking out will have an order. It will not be working backwards. And therefore, that's the easier way so that a person should not get confused. And that's why the Mishnah decided to list it by the days of the week, even though it would come out that in the last three examples, you're working backwards, 13, 12, 11. Continues the Gemara, Chal Yos Be'er Shabbos. If the 14th came out on Friday, says the Mishnah continued, V'chulu, it says, but the Mishnah said, that the Kforim go back to Thursday. The Ayaris Gedolois, they do it Bismanoi on the 14th, which will be on Friday. And the Mukafis Chaima, they also do it a day earlier. They're supposed to be doing it on Tezvav. Tezvav is on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah. We'll see in the Gemara further why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Two reasons. And so it comes out that our Mishnah says that the Muk of Choyma and the Ayaris do it on Friday. The Kforim go back to the Yom HaKnisa on Thursday. Masnisa Mani, who's our Mishnah going like? So the Gemara says we really have an option who the Mishnah could be going like. E Rabbi Yaisi. We're going either like Rabbi or like Rabbi Yaisi. Now the Gemara says, let's take Rabbi first. My Rabbi. Where do we find that our Mishnah could be going like Rabbi? The Sani will enter Brisa. Chal Yos Be'er Shabbos, if Yudal came out on Friday, Keforim Vayaris Gedolos Makdim Liyam Maknisa. Not like it said in our Mishnah. The villages and the big cities go back to the Yom HaKnisa. We learned in our Mishnah, Yoris Gedolos, are on Erev Shabbos, on Yudalit. And here it says that it goes back to the Yom HaKnisa to Thursday. Mekafes Chaima, Karim Bar B'Yom, Mekafes Chaima, they read it on Friday, the 14th of Adar. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says, Yomer, Ani, I say, I disagree with Tanakama. And I say, Lo Yitchu Ayoris from Karim. Don't move the Ayoris from the 14th, from Friday. Elu ve'elu, these and those, meaning both the Mekafes Chaima and the Ayaris Gedolim, Karim Bar B'Yom, they read it on the 14th, and the Kforim go back a day earlier to the Yom HaKnisa to the 13th. My time at the Tanakama, as the Gemara wants to understand, what is the reason of the Tanakama? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, B'chol Shana V'Shana, as Rashi brings down the entire Pasuk, the Ramaskal B'chol Shana V'Shana, Liyois Oisim Eshnei Hayomim Ma'ela Kiksovim Chizmanam, B'chol Shana V'Shana, that we should do these 2 days of Purim and Shushan Purim, as it's Kiksovim, the way it's written, and the right time, each and every year. So there's going to be a Machloikis, we're going to see a few different explanations in our Gemara of what it means that every year has to be the same. In what respect does every year of reading the Megillah have to be the same? So the Tanakhama says, since it says B'chol Shana V'Shana, Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, just like each and every year, Ayaris Kodesh Mekafim, the big cities come before the Mekafim, they come on Yudalit, and the Mekafim are Tezvav, Afkan here also, that's the similarity to each year, Ayaris Kodesh Mekafim, the Ayaris have to come before the Mekafim, therefore, if the Mekafim can't read on Shabbos Tezvav, they jump back 1 day to Yudalit, and since the Ayaris have to always come a day before the Mekafim, so they jump back to Yom HaKnisa to the 13th. Gemara Ve'ema. Why does the Tanakhama look at the point that the Ayaris are always a day before the Mukafis? Ve'ema B'chol Shana V'Shana. Why don't I say that all years are the same? Ma Kol Shana V'Shana Ein Yedach and Ayaris M'Kaiman. Just like each and every year, the Ayaris stay on the 14th. Afkan Lo Yitro Ayaris M'Kaiman. Here also, the Ayaris should not have to jump back to the Yom HaKnisa. The Gemara says, no, Shani Hachad Lo Yefshir. You're right. Normally, they would not jump back. But the Tanakhama holds that what's the main inyan concerning what do we say that the years are the same? The main thing is that the Ayaris are always a day earlier from the Mekafis. So since over here, the Mekafis jump back to the 14th on Friday. And the main Indian that they are similar each year is that the Ayaris are before the Mukavas. I have no choice but to move the Ayaris back one day as well to the Yom HaKnesset, to the 13th of Adar. So if I have a choice to leave the Ayaris together with the Mukavas, or to move it back one day so that the Ayaris will come ahead of the Mukavas, as they usually come ahead of the Mukavas, the Tanna Kamma holds, and I opt for moving the Mukafois back one day to Friday, and the Ayaris back one day to Thursday. For Rebbe, my time, what is the reason of Rebbe? He also uses B'chol Shana Rishana. Ma Kol Shana Rishana Ein Ayaris Nedach Mukaiman. He says the main criteria is that the Ayaris are not Nitchav Mukaiman. Afkan lo Yitchav Ayaris Mukaiman. You have to leave it on the 14th. The Gemara asks, V'eim B'chol Shana Rishana, Ma Kol Shana Rishana Ayaris Koit Muslim Mukafin. Afkan nami ayaris kaidim islam kafin. Maybe we should do like the Tanna Kamma said, that the main thing is that the ayaris always have to take place a day earlier than the mukafis. Gemara says shiny hachad lo yafshir. Usually we try to do that, but here it's impossible. If we're going to leave the ayaris on their main day, if that's the ikur inyan that we do B'chol Shana Rishana, we have no choice but in this year that the Ayaris will not be a day ahead of the Mukafois. Since we have no Breira, we say that that point is more important than having it a day early and not moving it at all. And for Keret, we have them both read on the 14th, even though it means that the Ayaris this year will not be ahead of the Mukafois. Now, we said that our Mishnah can come out like Rebbe or like Rabbi Yossi. So Rebbe, we already showed that this is Rebbe Shita, that the Ayaris and the Mukafas are in Yudalad, and the Kforim go back to Yom HaKnesset. That fits not like the Tanna Kamma, but it fits like Rebbe. My Rabbi Yossi, where does it fit in like Rabbi Yossi? The Sani we learned in the Braisa, Chal Yos Be'er Shabbos is the same case that we've had. Yudalad comes out on Friday. Mukafin Kforim Akdim Yom HaKnesset. So the Tanna Kamma holds that not the Ayaris go back to the Yom HaKnesset, but rather the Mukafas go from the 15th back to the Yom HaKnesset, back to the 13th. 2 days they jump back. So the Mukafas and the Kfor Makdim Yom HaKnesset, Vayaris Gedoilus Karim Bar Yom, the Ayaris stay on the 14th. So this certainly is not the way it says in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, a Mukafin Karim Layaris, the Mukafin do not go ahead of the Ayaris, El Ve'el Karim by B'yayim. They both read on the 14th on Friday. So the Ayaris stay where they are. The Mukafas jump back one day to Friday. So that will come out like Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah could come out like Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara wants to understand the reasons of Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yossi. My time of the Tanna Kamma. The Siv, again, we use the pasuk B'chol Shana Rishana. So now the Tanna Kamma brings in, of the Braisa, brings in a new concept that you cannot have the Mukafas and the Ayaris on the same day. If one is on one day, the other has to be on a totally different day. So just like every year, the Mukafas are on the 15th and the Ayaris are on the 14th. Afkan here also, Ayaris bar Ba'asar. You leave the Ayaris on the 14th, but I can't have them both on the same day. Uzmani Shoseh, I'll put the Mukafas back 2 days to the 13th, and then again, they won't. The main thing, according to the Tanna Kamma, is they don't wind up on the same day. So here, if I have no, I can't do it on the 15th because it's Shabbos. I have to go back to the 13th so that the Ayaris Mukafas don't wind up on the same day, and the Mukafas will come out being read earlier than the Ayaris. The aim of the Gemara asks on this, B'chol Shana Rishana, Ma Kol Shana Rishana, aim Mukaf and Karim Ayaris. Just like every year, the Mukaf never come before the Ayaris. It's always the Ayaris that come on the 14th before the Mukaf is on the 15th. Afkan, in our case also, we should say, aim Mukaf and Karim Ayaris, that the Mukaf should not come before Ayaris. Why isn't that what B'chol Shana Rishana means? The Gemara answers, Shani Hachad Lo Yafshir. We have no choice. If I have a choice of what is the main Inyan that we compare each year, I will have to say, Zmani Shoseh, Loishah Zmani Shoseh. And if the Ayaris are on the 14th, I'm forced to put the Mukafas a day earlier, even though that means it's going to be different than every year, where usually the ayoris are before the mukafin, and here the mukafin will be before the ayoris. But my main zach is they cannot come on the same day. Here I have no breira, and therefore I have to do it in this way. Ma kol shana v'sha eim mukafis kodim la'ayoris, avkan eim mukafis kodim la'ayoris. I missed a line. Shiny hachad la'yefshir, I have no choice. My time with Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Again, b'chol shana v'shana. Now we're up to the first wide line at the bottom of the amud. My time with Rabbi Yossi, b'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana eim mukafim kodim la'ayoris. His main criterion is that each year the mukafim are never before the ayoris. Avkan a mukafin kodim la'ayoris. The mukafin cannot come before yours. So therefore, what do? I have the mukafin and the ayoris together on the same day, but at least the mukafin are not before the ayoris. The aim of the Gemara asks, b'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana, zmani shozeh, loy zmani shozeh, avkan zmani shozeh, loy zmani shozeh. Maybe the ikker comparison for every year is that each zman cannot be the same as the other zman. And therefore, if the ayoris are on the 14th, I do have to make the mukafis on the 13th, because they cannot come out on the same time. The Gemara answers, Shani Hachad, the Loi Efshir. It's impossible. The main thing is, according to Rabbi Yossi, that the Mukafin can never come out before the Ayaris. And therefore, if they come out on the same day, you're right, we're not keeping that Zmani Shozeh, Loi Zmani Shozeh, but that's not the main thing. The main thing is to avoid a situation, according to Rabbi Yossi, where the Mukafis come before the Ayoris. So at least if the Ayoris and Mekafis are on the same day, the Mekafis are not coming before the Ayoris. That's the main thing Rabbi Yossi wants to watch out, and that's the main thing of B'chol Shana V'Shana. Frey the Gemara, V'Sover Rebbe, you mentioned before Rebbe, does Rebbe indeed hold that Ayoris loy dechin liyam haknisa? Does Rebbe hold that the Ayoris are on the 14th and you don't go back to the yam haknisa? I'll show you now like that. What time we learned in the Brisa, Chal liyos b'Shabbos, that if Purim came out on Shabbos, Kefor magdim liyam haknisa, the Kefor go to Thursday. Vayoris kudos karim be'er Shabbos, the Ayoris do it on Friday. U'makavos chayim alamachar, they do it on the next day. They will do it on Sunday. U'makavos chayim alamachar. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, Oimer and the Isay, hoil v'nitchu Ayoris m'karmen, since the Ayoris were already pushed away from their day, because it came out on Shabbos. Pur Yudalid came out on Shabbos. So I pushed them away from Yudalid. So Yitchul Yom HaKnisa, they don't go back to Friday, as the Tanakhama said, but rather they go back to Thursday. So you see that Rabbi doesn't hold that the Ayoris stay on. According to Rebbe, it does go back to the Yom HaKnisa. You're telling me that the Ayoris never go back to the Yom HaKnisa. Here you see that Rebbe holds they do go back to the Yom HaKnisa. The Gemara says, Hachi Ashta, how could you compare one to the other? Hosam is Manam Shabbos. There the Yudalit came out on Shabbos. He. V'hoil v'nitchu yitchu. So there, once you're already pushing it to it's not going to be on Shabbos, so then already push it to Yom HaKnisa. But Vahacha, here was a case of Erev Shabbos. The 14th came on Erev Shabbos, Manim Erev Shabbos. So Mimela there, you don't have to push it at all. You just leave it on the 14th. There, Rebbe holds, you don't go a day earlier to Yom HaKnisa. Where it's coming out, Yudal on Shabbos, and I have to move it anyway. So Rebbe holds, once I'm moving it, I move even the Ayoris back to the Yom HaKnisa. When Rebbe said, you don't move back to the Yom HaKnisa, the Ayoris, that's when the Yudal came out on Friday. Came out on Friday, you leave it on Friday, since you're not pushing it at all, just leave it where it is, and do not go in that situation to the Yom HaKnisa. Says the Gemara, Keman az lohad amar Rebbe Chalboy, amar Rav Huna, Purim shechal yoyis b'Shabbos. Hakol nidoch liyam haknisa. If Purim came out on Shabbos, every situation is pushed back to the Yom HaKnisa. So the Gemara right away jumps on that. What do you mean? Hakol nidoch in salkadatach v'ayikam ukafen. The avdi l'macher. They're going to do it on their day tezvav. If Purim Yudal came out on Shabbos, so when does the Mukav Chayim of Mimosh Yeshuva don't do it? They do it l'macher on Sunday. So what do you mean everybody gets pushed back to Yom HaKnisa? Ella, you know what it means? Kol hanitcha. Anyone that has to be moved, and it's moved backwards, Yitchel Yom HaKnisa. You're right. The Mekafis don't have to be moved at all. They're going to do it on Shushan Purim on Tezvav. they're not moved. But anyone I am moving, I have to move back to the Yom HaKnisa. Keman Karebi, who's that going like? It's going like Rebbe. And Rebbe holds that if it comes out on Shabbos, even the Ayoris go back to the Yom HaKnisa. And tomorrow we will see, Be'ezus Hashem, the reason why Megillah, according to all Shitas, is never read on Shabbos.